Life has just begun.
Jack has found his Jill. Don't know what you've done, but I'm all a thrill. How can words express your divine appeal? You can never guess all the love I feel. From now on, lady, I insist. For me, no other girls exist.
Wonderful, marvelous, you should care. Suffer nights, paradise, what I love to see.
You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous.
Most wonderful, it's marvelous. That you should care for me.
Though my telling you in my humble fashion that you thrill me through with a tender passion, when you said you can imagine my emotion, a swan and a permanent devotion, you made all other boys love, just you alone filled me with
it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
You should care for me. Soft nights.
Softness.
Paradise.
Paradise,
what I love to see. My dear, it's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart's working overtime. Most wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for.
Thank you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. That was Tommy Toon hanging out with his best girl, Twiggy, in, performing Swonderful in 1983. And as if I needed to remind you, Tommy Toon is known as one of the most prolific theater men of the 20th century. He's enchanted audiences over the past 50 years with his charisma, vision, and innovation. He's a native Texan. He began his career as a dancer in Broadway shows, and he soon stepped out of the chorus and into a principal role in the Broadway musical Seesaw, which garnered him his first Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical. Less than a decade later, he won a Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical for his performance in My One and Only. Throughout his career, Tommy has won an additional 7 Tony Awards, 4 for Best Choreography, including for A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine, Grand Hotel, and My One and Only, and The Will Rogers Follies, and 3 for Best Direction of a Musical. And those musicals were 9, Grand Hotel, and The Will Rogers Follies. And, lately, he's marking his 50th year in show business with a tour of something called Steps in Time. We'll ask him about that. And he was recently honored at the Boston Conservatory for his career in and contributions to show business. And I'm proud to say that Tommy Toon joins us this morning on Anything Goes. Good morning, Tommy Toon.
Good morning, good morning. That was a great night at the Boston Conservatory.
Yeah, tell us.
Put on a show that the students, that was just astounding. It was so great. It was a full two-hour show with at least 120 of the students. They had a scene from an opera, Puccini's La Rondine.
Wow.
La Rondine, which I'd never experienced before. It was just fabulous. And the voices, the orchestra, they've opened a new theater there. They have a ballet company. They have a musical theater program that's great. And instrumental music. They put on a show you just couldn't believe. It was just great. And then at the end, they give me this nice award. And this man, his name is Richard Ortner, that is the king of the place. He runs it all. And my gosh, he instills in these kids such a joy and such a love of it all. I was really knocked out by the whole evening. And you know, these things don't always go like that.
Yeah, I bet.
And this one was special.
Well, but it's interesting, actually, to hear in your voice, Tommy, that you have been in show business for all these years, and I don't hear a single bit of cynicism or jadedness in your voice. You're still, you're bubbling up like a little girl.
Well,
mean, how does that happen?
When it's good, I'm not cynical, and when it isn't good, I just sort of shut up and go away and lick my wounds.
I guess that's what creates a long career, right? Is learning how and when to shut up.
Yeah, just if you can't say something good, leave it alone. Go say it to yourself in the mirror and get on with it.
Is it true that your birth name or your family name was actually Toon Smith?
No, that's...
Is that folklore?
I have to somehow correct this. This is... You got that probably from the New York Times. And my very first interview with the New York Times when I was just a kid, I was being cute. And, you know, Broadway we call composers Toonsmith.
I know. Jimmy Webb is nicknamed that. He's got an album named Toon. Okay, yeah. There you go.
And no one ever believes that Tommy Toon is my real name, which it, honest to God, is. That is my real name.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
And so they said, is that your real... First of all, you know, I was just coming on. They had never heard of me. And the interviewer was asking me. I said, no, it's really Toon Smith. And I thought I was being really cute. And I said, I shortened it to Toon. And now it follows me with almost every interview. What should I do? Should I call the New York Times and say, hey, I was kidding. I was a kid and I was kidding.
That is too funny. Well,
that's
gonna instructive.
It's going to be in my obit. I know it's going to be in my obit. Tommy Toon, whose real name was Toon Smith.
Well, you know, when I read it, I thought, I don't know, which is why I had, at least I didn't believe it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. But you can believe Tommy Toon is my real name, which is even harder to believe.
That is amazing.
Yeah, Toon Smith sort of makes it legitimate, doesn't it? I shortened it from Toon Smith.
Your family name was Toon, Thomas
it's
James
English.
Toon.
It's Toon.
Of course it's Tommy Toon.
Tommy Toon.
Absolutely. Well, that's
my ancestors were English and Native Americans, so I'm a mix of Captain Smith and Pocahontas.
Well, I was just going to say, despite your name, you don't really come from a showbiz family, right? Your dad was an oil rig worker?
Yeah, many things. My favorite, my dad could do so many things. My favorite thing that my dad did was he trained Tennessee walking horses.
Huh.
He was a horse trainer. And I believe that's where I got my eye for choreography and dance, because he taught me about conformation and the gaits of the Tennessee walking horse, and I studied that, and I think it gave me an eye for my art. But he had a machine works for a long time. That's what he did. The major part of his life, he owned a machine works that serviced oil rigs, and we were down in Texas, so it was all built around the oil businesses.
So did you grow up kind of on a ranch kind of thing?
Actually,
I'm picturing
actually,
giants, you
I
know.
I grew up in the city, but
okay.
Every summer of my life I spent on my grandmother's farm, my grandmother Toon's farm in Oklahoma. And those were the joyous days. She had a big cornfield, and I just loved her so much, and I just loved being on the farm. And the dirt in Oklahoma is this beautiful red color. And it was just wonderful.
Do you ever get back to the country, Tommy? You sound like you have one foot here and one foot somewhere in the...
I know, but I still wear my cowboy boots every day. That's about the closest.
I don't know, in New York, I'm not sure that counts.
they're very handy in New York because, our sidewalks are all broken up, and so it's like walking in the fields.
Yeah, the trouble with that is there's plenty of people wearing cowboy boots have never been on, even set foot in Texas. so that it doesn't mark you as a true Texan, and I wouldn't have known that actually until I read your bio. So, tell us, you left Texas.
It's become a point of fashion.
Yes.
Cowboy boots, which I think are very cool because it translates to not just Texas but America. Like when I go abroad, I wear my cowboy boots because that's what I do, and boy does it. It lets them know that an American's in town.
There you go. Okay, so now you are you left Texas and you came to New York.
After I graduated from the University of Texas, I came to New York, and I arrived on St. Patrick's Day, and I went to an audition. My dream, Lisa, was to dance in the chorus of a Broadway show. That was my big dream.
Oh, isn't that something?
And I auditioned that day, that St. Patrick's Day, and I got the job.
Oh, Tommy, that's not fair.
I know. And it wasn't fair to my dream, because my dream came true, and everything else that's happened to me is gravy.
Holy Moses. the first audition, when your first day in town, and you got the job.
I did. Isn't that amazing?
do other actors and hoofers pelt you with things? that's an unbelievable story. And that show was?
Irma LaDuce.
Oh, no kidding.
Irma LaDuce.
Oh, fantastic.
Sweet little show. I love that
show.
I keep looking into it to see if it's revivable, because everybody just wants to revive shows these days on Broadway instead of make new ones, most people.
Yeah.
And... I don't think it applies anymore. It was quite shocking in its time.
Really? You don't think it would work?
It was about a sweet little prostitute on the streets of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And it was treated very innocently. That it just happened to be her job. So they had a little bit of a shock value. Now it's just doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. I think it... As long as the suspension of disbelief is there, I think you're good to go. That's a wonderful, wonderful show. Most of us are familiar with the film, with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine.
Yes, it wasn't a musical in the film, but the music is divine. Marguerite Moineau did the music, and it's just wonderful music. And I have a real, I have a special nostalgic place in my heart for it, because it was my first.
Go for it, Tommy Toon.
Love your first job,
And so, all right, so you got a job, I'm guessing, before you had a place to live in New York?
Yeah, I was a friend of mine from Texas drove me up here. He really said, his name was Phil Osterman, he was like my best friend, and he actually had a little apartment in New York, and he'd actually been to see real Broadway shows, and he told me one day, he said, Toon, I've been thinking, here in Houston, if you dance, these are his exact words, if you dance, are talented and extremely unusual, they call you a sissy or a weirdo. Mm. In New York, they call you a star.
What a wise
fellow. So hop in.
What a wise.
Let's go. And he drove me to New York in his Ford Fairlane.
Uh-huh.
And we arrived on St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and the rest is history.
Well, he's very, very smart. Do you find, I don't know what your interests are in terms of assisting young actors, but I'm guessing that kind of thing, it's not just true in Texas. That kind of thing, if you're odd, it applies to Long Island. It applies to almost any place. I think it's difficult to have talent and want to dance, especially as a man. But as a woman, it's difficult as well. Everybody, yeah. There's such a drive to fit in.
Yeah, it is. We're all sort of, you have this burning urge to dance, and I don't know from whence it comes.
Hmm.
But if I hadn't been able to dance, I swear I would have imploded. But there was no question. It wasn't that I chose it. It chose me. And my mother said I danced before I was born. She, especially when she played her Berlin music, I'd get very choreographic.
You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with Broadway icon, legend, whatever term you like, Mr. Tommy Toon. It's interesting, Tommy, since the listeners got wind of the fact that you were going to be on the show, I've gotten some very interesting responses from people. And I also forwarded an email to you, which I hope you have received from a listener. You have a spot in people's hearts and minds that is just...
I don't do the internet, so I haven't gotten that email, but my assistant's coming in today, so...
Good.
What was that?
Well, it was a gentleman who is dealing with some health challenges right now, some cancer, and he was just sending his... some kudos to you for the joy, the rapture that he experienced.
That's the reason for doing it, to spread some happiness into the world. That's my new show, which is called Steps in Time, which celebrates my 50 years.
Uh-huh.
The whole reason for it is to, you know, make people happy.
Right.
And it's, you know, tap dancing and song, and, you know, I'm a song and dance man, and there aren't many of us left. And it's what I do, and it seems to make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I do it. So that's good to know.
Yeah. Well,
that it can take you out of yourself and away from your troubles for the time that you're watching it.
Absolutely.
That's its intent.
Well, tell us about Steps in Time, since you brought it up, Tommy Toon.
Well, it's kind of like what we're doing now. I take it through. I start with my beginnings in Texas, and I take myself through the 50 years. But I do it in song and dance, and I have stories in between. Excuse me, but it's really a lot of singing and a lot of dancing. And I have some dancers with me on the stage and musicians. And I work with the Manhattan Rhythm Kings, who I've worked with for like 25 years,
uh-huh.
And they're part of the story. And it just fits together. I've done about 5 different acts through my career, and every 10 years you got to do sort of a new act because you've played it around all over the world. So this is my new one, and what this one is that's different is it's the story. It's my story of my 50 years in show business, and people really cotton to it. You know, you because you live it doesn't mean that people know what happened. You know, they don't put it all together unless you take them through it. And the people love a good story. And my story is everybody's story in some way. You know, everybody has a story. And mine just happens to have a lot of singing and dancing and laughs attached.
And tallness, which we'll get to in a minute.
Don't forget
and
the legs.
Tommy, can you stick around so we can play a cut from, I've got Sherry in front of me. Next time you got to supply me with more stuff, Tommy Toon, or I'm going to come after you.
I'm so sorry.
Set me up. Set this tune up for me. You're Beverly in this particular musical.
This is a musical that we just recorded. It was done years and years ago, and then it was lost.
No kidding.
And Jimmy Lipton found it, and pulled it out of some trunk in New Jersey and said, we're going to record this. So we got Bernadette Peters and Nathan Lane and just Carol Burnett's on it. They assembled this troupe, and we recorded it, and I don't remember what's the song called.
Ah, there you go. You've done so many things. Completely understandable. This is Alas, Lorraine, Au Revoir. Your character is Beverly, and James Lipton of the Actors Studio interview guy, right?
Yeah, he wrote the lyrics for the show.
You're kidding!
No, and I think maybe I may be wrong. I think maybe he wrote the book too, but I'm sure he wrote the lyrics.
Okay, well, let's check it out, Tommy. You can take a listen and refresh your memory.
To hear it.
And we'll be back with more with Tommy Tune and learn all about those legs here on Anything Goes after we hear this terrific song from Sherry. You're on Anything Goes.
Beverly, can't you see I'm desperate for news?
I've got a bit of dirt for all of us to nibble on. It's the latest report from London on the winter maneuvers of Lorraine Sheldon against all flanks of Lord Cedric Bottomley. Alas, Lorraine has left us on a swell of Chanel number 5. And the poor benighted knight she loves is lucky that he's still alive. She has chased him from his townhouse to his castle to his pub, till he finally took refuge in the steam room of his club. With Sir Cedric still intact, a dear Lorraine has up and packed a trunk and slunk aboard the Ile de France, the picture of dejection. But you can bet your bottom shilling that the lady would be willing to resume the dance if he should chance to belch in her direction. Have you ever met Lord Bottomley Magpie?
No.
The shooting was magnificent. I got a pheasant to the ducks and the Duchess of Kent.
Damn it, Beverly, why must you race right out of here? I never see enough of you, you ungrateful muppet.
Ah, Sherry dear, you know as well as I do. Magic moments all too quickly melt away. Who can force the fickle fleeting hours to stay? Can we make the minute hand tick to our command? No, the sands are running low, and so we meet another day. Curtains rise, curtains fall, and today ends like any other day. Time to go, though we know there are so many things we ought to say. But it's done, come what may. Maybe one wonderful day we'll meet again. Until then,
this is Davy Jones, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery on WFDU-FM.
And it's 9:37 in the morning on this very lovely but brisk November 1st, and we have Broadway legend Tommy Toon on the air with us.
Sure.
I'm sorry, would you say Tommy?
I said that was obscure.
Hey, baby, I named this program Anything Goes, and, you know, I meant it.
Yeah, that's a real winner. I realize now that that's, I was playing Noel Coward.
Were you, really?
Yeah, that's why they had the accent and all of that.
Oh, that there you go.
Hilarious. Yep. You know, you forget these things. You go in, you work intensely on it, you record it, and then it goes out into the world and on to the next.
Oh, absolutely.
And I swear, it's like I forgot about that we ever did it.
Well, there you go. I'm glad I could. just to keep you fully informed, we did, before I got you on the telephone, play you and Twiggy and Swonderful. So,
oh, great.
You know, well, it's a little yin, a little yang, you know?
That's a little more accessible. That was all plot. Very, very complicated plot to that show. It's based on The Man Who Comes to Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That was the musical version of it. I mean, the play version.
Yep, yep, absolutely. So tell us more, Tommy Toon, about what you're performing today. I believe you have a local performance somewhere in Brooklyn?
Yes, on November 14th at the Brooklyn Center for the Performing Arts, the Walt Whitman Theater.
Uh-huh.
It's November 14th, Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to know about it, you can just do TommyToon.com and you'll get all the information.
Okay.
And it's my show called Steps in Time, and I have wonderful music. I'm using a lot of Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Jacques Brel,
ooh,
Irving Berlin, Green Day, Kurt Weill, Cole Porter, Cy Coleman, Carol King. It's sort of a brew, and it's very eclectic musically, but it helps me tell my story.
Wow, that sounds like a perfectly good Anything Goes playlist, actually.
Yeah. Really,
that's the kind of, that's what
Anything
I do here.
Goes.
Very, very nice. And now tell us, you were in Hello Dolly with Ms. Streisand in 1969. You want to tell us some Barbra Starys?
Some what?
Barbra Starys.
I can't understand what
some. I'm being facetious. Some stories about Barbra?
Oh, yeah, some Barbra stories.
There you go. See? If he was next to me, you would understand me.
Some Barbra stories. Well, she was, you know, she was not a movie star at the time.
Mm.
She had filmed A Funny Girl. It had not been released. And she moved right into the making of Hello, Dolly. Nobody knew if she was going to work on film or not.
Mm.
But they were, you know, willing to take a chance.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Because of her, you can't imagine that time. But when she wasn't a movie star, she was a Broadway star.
And not a traditional beauty and sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, and would she photograph and should she have her nose done and all of that stuff.
Ugh.
That, you know, we've passed through. We don't even think about it now. But then it was like that. She was very shy, very shy.
Really?
And... You know, incredibly professional, of course. One thing I remember, Roger Edens, who worked on the score for and rehearsed us and all. He was kind of like one of the musical directors and coaches on the film. He was the one that wrote da 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 dun da 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 dun dee 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 dee. That's the vamp to Singing in the Rain.
Yes, it is.
Roger Edens arranged that.
Oh, isn't that something?
He was a brilliant behind the scenes guy.
Hmm.
Brilliant. And he had us up to his bungalow, and it was Barbara and the little girl that played Ermengarde and me, and we sat with the score, Barbara in the middle, the score spread out on our lap on a sofa, and we were working on the Put On Your Sunday Clothes number, and I had the first part of it, and little Joyce sang a little part. Joyce Ames played Ermengarde, and then Barbara took over. And I'm sitting next to her, no microphone. She has little John Lennon glasses on, and those little circle glasses that were popular at the time. And she started to sing, and I was right next to her, no microphone, just Barbara's voice. And she started, "Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out." And I swear to you, I saw colors coming out of her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
It was like an hallucination. It was so, I mean, her gift is so huge, and it is so easy for her. It just pours out of her. And it was like honey, liquid color coming out. I'll never forget that. I thought, Tommy, snap too. You're under the trance of Babra.
Well, isn't that that's really something? I think if just to set the stage a little bit more, Tommy. Of course, you're in somebody's living room or whatever, and this is a place where actors are getting together and just kind of, in certain ways, going through the motions. And you're saying that when Barb, she wasn't in any way trying to perform. She was just finding the truth.
We were just in the going over
material.
The
material. Yeah,
and,
amazing.
And Roger was playing the piano, and he said, "Let's try it and see what we've got," because he just arranged it, you know.
Cool.
And it was just, I guess it was that distilling moment on the whole shoot, the whole making of that enormous musical, and it was like, it was the last of the big ones at that time. After that, we were a country at war in Vietnam, and nobody was in the mood, you know, we were troubled.
Mm.
And so it wasn't a time for big splashy musicals. And that show found its legs later. When it was released, it was okay. It wasn't a flop, but it wasn't thrilling. And now through the years, it's like as standards drop, you look at that film and it's really, really quite wonderful. And Gene Kelly directed it.
Oh, wow.
Which was
a
dream for me. Oh, Gene Kelly gave me the best direction I have ever received in my entire career.
What? Tell us.
On the set between takes, he came up to me and he said, "Tommy, dance better." Isn't it brilliant?
You know what? I was watching something about Google the other day, and they have signs up in Google that say "Fail harder."
harder.
I've been walking around with that one, Tommy.
That's a good one too.
It is good.
You have to take these chances.
Absolutely.
And he told me what to do. He told me to dance better, and I did. And when I look at it, I can see his influence on my body.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. We're speaking to Broadway icon Tommy Toon. Got any more stuff about Gene Kelly?
Gene Kelly.
What a magical...
He was such a kind man.
Oh.
I just loved him. He presented me with an award. It was his last public appearance. And I was in the audience, and he was backstage, and he came out and made a beautiful, beautiful speech, and I came up on the stage, and he gave me the award, and he turned and went off, and I followed him with my head, and as he went off, the minute he hit the wings, he started getting smaller and smaller. He had pulled himself up and made this final appearance, and he was compromised, and he hit the wing, and I saw him. That's the last time I saw him.
Ugh.
He just started to sink, and he disappeared into the dark, and that was the last time I saw him, and the last time he was ever in front of the public.
Unfair. We lost him so much too soon.
I hold that memory so dear.
Oh, wow. I'll bet you
close,
do.
Close to my soul.
I just have one, you know, and you've been very generous with your time, Tommy. I just want to ask you one more thing. Obviously, people think of you as an entertainer, but of course, you have won Tonys for your choreography as well as direction of a musical. So tell me, those are all really completely different components of show business.
Yeah, they're like there's the dancing and there's the singing and there's the directing and there's the choreographing, four distinctly different disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get down to it, Michael Bennett used to say to me, I when I would get confused, he would say, "Tommy, it's all one talent. So it is a gift that pours out of you, and if you go down this tributary or the one that way and that, and you come back to the mainstream, but it's just one gift that grows in different ways, however you want to prune your tree." And I found that switching from muscle to muscle to muscle is a better way for me. Some people should stay with the one thing that they do. I would have found that limited on my buffet, you know, like just having dessert. I have to do it all.
Oh, what a lovely rap. I got to tell you, Tommy, I'm looking at your birth date, and I don't know if you want to share that with people, but I know that you are a Broadway legend, but it would never have occurred to me that you are 71 years young. That is amazing.
It doesn't occur to me.
Congratulations.
It goes by in a blink.
Yes, absolutely.
It is so amazing. I think the main thing is just keep busy, learn something every day, try to memorize just a phrase or a poem or something. Do something new every day and get out and walk and dance. I mean, I just think it's so important to keep active, and I don't feel 71 in the least.
Dance better and fail harder. Thank you so much, Tommy Tune.
You're welcome. You're just wonderful to talk to. I really enjoyed this.
Well, thank you so much. I hope we can do it again.
Let's do.
All
right.
Anything goes. Yeah, baby. Anything goes. And, well, it's 9:47 and a half, and my thanks so much to you, Tommy Tune, and I hope we can do this again sometime soon. Best of luck with your upcoming show in Brooklyn, and let us know about other things that you're doing. And I still say, Irma LaDuce. I think that's a winner.
Okay, I hear you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Not that I know anything, and he knows everything about Broadway, but don't you think that's a good idea? I don't know. 9:48, you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and, well, dance better, fail harder. According to Jay Lenhart, let the flower grow.